You're listening to Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Joshua Stewart. A good meeting. Is there such a thing? They are so often dysfunctional, long, meandering. Almost everyone hates having them. It's just the kind of thing that Brandon Smith comes by most Fridays to talk to us about. He teaches about workplace culture and communication, among other things. Welcome back.
Oh, Joshua, this topic, it kind of is very true to my heart.
Okay, so how do we get this wrong?
So many different ways. In fact, I'll kind of list them out. We come into the meeting with no agenda. We're gonna talk, right? We're gonna talk. And what happens is there's anxiety because people don't know where we're going, and they kind of wander around with these conversations, and there's not a real clear sense of end. And so what a good agenda is supposed to do is it's simply a roadmap. Here's where we're supposed to go.
What else?
No objectives. Here's what I want to get out of today. What an objective does is it defines success for the meeting. If you don't say what success is, then you'll never get there. So it needs to be said up front when people are invited to the meeting. Don't invite people and not tell them why they're coming. That's not nice. It creates anxiety, gets them all freaked out. So always come up with a clear objective. Our next one, no timekeeper. No one takes ownership over the clock.
The implication being there should be a set. This meeting is going to be 30 minutes and actually stick to that.
Always stick to the time allotted for the meeting. Never, ever go over unless you ask permission of the group and they all acknowledge that it's acceptable. Or you often have those individuals in the room which like to use that as airtime and they derail the meeting. Someone needs to bring them back so they don't become emotional vampires for the group and suck all the life out of the group and kill the meeting. The timekeeper shuts that down.
Are there other things we should be changing in the way we run these meetings?
Yep. Every good meeting should have a set of ground rules on what's expected in terms of preparation for the meeting and what's expected in terms of contribution during the meeting. The worst meetings are the ones where no one comes in prepared with anything and they just sit there and just hear someone talk. Well, that could have been a voicemail.
I imagine that meetings are going to vary a little bit from person to person and organization to organization in terms of what really works for that group. How do you figure that out? What sort of will be your best way to run a meeting?
Most of the things that I mentioned, the ways we screw those up, all of those should exist in any organization. They may take different forms. For example, you may be in an organization where the standard meeting is 20 minutes. That's just how it works here. There's some organizations that put rules in place where no meetings are done in chairs. They all must be standing meetings in order to incent you to finish early.
Do you recommend those kinds of sort of structures?
I think there are some times where you really need to hash out issues and you block those off, but I generally am a big believer that a meeting's job is to make decisions or to kind of wrestle with problems and kind of organize, but they're taking away from time to execute. So I guess a good back of the envelope ratio is you should always have at least 2 hours for every 1 hour of meeting time in your day. 2 hours to work.
Brandon Smith meets with us regularly to talk about workplace and career issues. Thank you.
My pleasure.
What kinds of problems do you have in work meetings? Send us your questions about improving them through Brandon's blog at gpb.org/radio.